Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
He was a boy, she was a girl. Can I make it any more obvious? He was a punk who cared for his face. What more can I say? He creamed his neck, she'd never tell. Secretly she wanted cream as well. But all of her friends stuck up their nose. They had a problem with his retinols. He was a skincare boy,
she said see you later boy.
He was too sunscreened up for her. She had a gnarly face,
but her head was up in space.
She needed to hear that Natch Butte pod. 5 months from now sits at home, playing best fiends, and she's all alone. She looks at her feed, guess who she sees? Skincare boy guesting on Natch Beauty. She calls up her friends, they already know, and they've all got tickets to the live show. She tags along, stands in the crowd, looks up at the man that she turned down. He was a skincare boy,
she said see you later boy.
He was too serum for her. Now he's a superstar, using his eye cream jar. Does your oily face see what he's worth? He's just a boy, and I'm just a girl. Can I make it any more obvious? We are in love, haven't you heard? How we rock the beauty world. I'm with the skincare boy, I said see you later boy. After the show, I'll be at the studio singing the song I wrote about a girl we used to know.
Yes, honey, welcome. Welcome to Natch Butte. Welcome to the summer. Welcome to Natch Butte, the comedy beauty podcast where we laugh, we cry, and we cream. Hello. I am your host and your guide, Jackie J, a.k.a. the Beauty Talk Shock Jock, the Queen of Creams, your host of the most serums, the freshest fringe on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, and your kooky southern aunt. Welcome to Natch Butte, and welcome to the summertime, baby! Yes, the summer is here. We all know it is August, and time is just flashing by. It's offensive at this point, but we do love summer beauty, and we love keeping it fresh and cute, honey. And who better to help us with that, then my guest today, a Natch Butte extraordinaire, honey. Not only is she the beauty director at Refinery 29, I call that a high school reunion flex job because you show up at a high school reunion, it's like, oh, I'm an accountant. I am a beauty director, honey. That's the dream job of most of us as little girls, and she's pulled it off. She also co-hosts Los Angeles. We all know and love it. So she is a fellow LA-based beauty podcast host, honey. She's also a mom, a dog mom, a wifey, a journalist, a beauty expert. She's got it all. She's got amazing teeth. I'm looking right at them. It's been long overdue that we have had this chat about all things beauty. But mostly, honey, we're going to be diving into the Refinery 29 Beauty Innovators, the most innovative beauty products of summer 2021. You want to know. I want to know. She's going to tell us everything. What is on the list? What made the cut? Please welcome my guest, Sarah Tan. Sarah, welcome to Natch Butte.
Oh my God. Can you intro me every day?
Yes, I'm available. I'm available. I'm on Cameo, but I'll cut you a deal.
Okay.
This is free. This show is free. You can download it and listen to it any day, every morning, whenever. Miss
that
Sarah.
Intro was incredible. Your voice is incredible. Do you not, like, in your cameo, do you sing to people? Do you write them songs?
I do.
Okay.
Yes. If they request, I will sing. And sometimes they say, sing anything that you are inspired by. I do a lot of Fighter by Christina Aguilera.
Oh.
Because a lot of people need to be uplifted. And honey, that is an anthem. You know, we've all been there.
I was going to say, you need to be making money off of that beautiful voice.
Thank you. As you know, there's a lot of money in podcasting.
Yeah.
So
oh,
I'm doing so, very well.
So much. So much. Which is why I'm also the beauty director of Friend Nutrition.
Yes, exactly. And that is why I don't have another job. So get those cameos coming in, everybody. Anyway, Sarah, it is so wonderful to finally connect with you. As we were just discussing off mic, we have many Muchis, as well as your co-host, Kirby Johnson, my cousin from mm-hmm. another mother. Mm-hmm. We actually aren't related, but you never know. We're both from Texas. Our last name is Johnson. We seem to be kindred sisters in many ways.
You guys are the heir to Johnson & Johnson, right?
Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
I do this exclusively as a hobby mm-hmm. because I'm extremely independently wealthy from all the baby oil and bug spray that I make.
Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you. We do our best.
Kirby says that sometimes people message her and they like basically accuse her of being like connected to Johnson & Johnson. She was like,
wow.
Listen, if I was the heir to Johnson & Johnson, I would not be on here.
Oh, honey, like, I would be exclusively on a yacht.
Exactly.
Just every photo is my ass on a yacht.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I would be honest about it. I think more independently wealthy people need to be honest because that would make things a lot more clear and we wouldn't all be like, how is that friend of mine always on vacation?
Thank you. Thank you.
You know?
We really
just
need to.
Just put it in your bio. Put it in your bio. Trust fund kid. No shame.
Especially all those like up and coming, quote unquote, like beauty influencers. And
yes.
they're like starting their own brands.
Yes.
I know that there is some trust fund money behind
yes.
this.
Yes. And that's
great.
You know what? Good for you.
Congrats to you.
Yes.
But make it transparent.
We respect the lifestyle. Yes. Okay, Sarah. We have so much to discuss.
So much.
The first question I ask every guest on Nash View is what type of skin do you have?
So I was reading your interview recently on, I think it was a strategist, and we have this in common. Mm-hmm. I am quote unquote normal.
Okay,
to,
yeah.
To dry.
I feel left out. I'm like, I don't have anything in particular that identifies me.
Right. But I am dry. Like, and when
okay,
I'm dry,
yeah.
I'm dry. And like, yeah. you know, living in LA, we are
yes.
like dry as a desert. So
yes.
it's like hydration is like my friend, and
of course.
I'm like in my approaching the mid 30s, so
mm-hmm.
I'm like trying to prevent the skin from falling down
mm-hmm.
lower than it needs to. I'm trying to
mm-hmm.
keep it tight and
mm-hmm.
juicy. I have a 11 month old baby, and her skin just reminds me like how much collagen I want and need in my
yeah.
life.
Mm-hmm.
Like she scratches her face, and the next morning it's like nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
Just like bouncy. Yeah, that's what I'm striving for.
I'm telling you, my little niece is 4, but when she was first born, I was like, I want to put highlighter on that Cupid bow so bad.
Yeah.
Nobody call child services on me. I'm not going to do it, but God, it's just that little plump
mm-hmm.
mouth.
I know.
It was asking for a little something.
The baby cheeks, the baby lips. Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you,
yeah.
they're buttes. They're
yeah,
natch buttes. Yep.
No, I'm not like her. I'm very dry.
We love. Do you remember, Sarah, the first beauty product that you ever bought or used? We'd love to get nostalgic on
yeah,
Attribute for the 90s,
I love
the 2000s.
That question. I can't remember like the first product I ever tried, but I remember the first one that I was like truly obsessed with and would
mm-hmm.
like go and buy on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the Wet n Wild
yep.
eyeliner.
Okay.
It was like $1.99.
I was about to say, I think it was 50 cents.
Yeah, it was really cheap. It was more expensive than their pencil liner, but truly I used it every single day. I was not good at creating a cat eye, but it helped that the brush was really tiny for my eye shape. And I would just go through bottles, even throughout like college. It was my go-to because it was so affordable. And
wow.
I don't know if they still make it, but I hope they do because it was a really, really good product.
Yeah, Wet n Wild has stepped their pussy game up.
Right?
They have stepped their pussy game up. Their products have been really good the past few years.
Yeah, I feel like they don't get as much love as they deserve. But
They're out there hustling.
They were my go-to in high school. It's like such a different time, right? Kids now, teenagers now, have so much access to so many
yes.
different kinds of makeup and tutorials.
Yes.
And they are
yes.
just looking so beautiful. And
yes.
they know how to do the cut crease and the highlight.
They're going to look like babies forever.
yeah.
Because they're starting hyaluronic serum at 13.
Right. And they're
and
like sunscreen.
I respect it.
Mm-hmm. I know. So anyways, I'm very jealous of them, but that was my go-to, and I really hope that it still exists today.
I bet it does. This is your extra bonus question, Sarah. I think this informs a lot about a person. What is your favorite color?
So my favorite color, it's red, but it's been hard.
Ooh,
it's been but it's been hard to be someone who loves red in the past 4.5 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's a bold color.
And
it's
I can't walk around with like a red hat. Mm-hmm. Like it's been tough. It's been tough for red, but I'm hoping to reclaim it because it really makes me feel very strong. I love a bold red lip.
It is a sexy color. We love a glam night in a red dress.
Right? And anytime I'm doing anything like a public speaking engagement or I have to go somewhere to talk, I usually incorporate red somehow into my outfit or like beauty. It's also like very like Asian Chinese of me because it's like a very strong, powerful color. But yeah, red it is.
I love that answer, and it did inform so much about you. What a great question.
That is a really good question.
Good job, Jackie. Good job. Yeah, I'm Oprah over here.
You really are. I'm about to cry. I'm not. I won't cry.
Feel free to take that question because it is the most basic question you could ever ask someone, and it is not creative. I just want to specify that was sarcasm.
I know. We might steal that for Los Angeles.
Please do. Well, y'all ask people what's on your face, which is the best question ever. Okay, my last warm-up question, and yes, this show is half warm-up questions. Sarah, this is Natch Beauty after all. What is the most beautiful thing about you?
That's a very hard question to have. I feel like this is a really tough question for your guests.
Yes, because as women, it is hard for us to come up with a compliment for ourselves. Sometimes we're programmed to not be like that. But people go existential. People go physical. I've heard every answer.
Okay.
I mean, I'm staring at those beautiful teeth.
Okay.
They're fabulous.
Jackie, it's because I have braces right now.
You Invisalign?
Embraced. Have you heard of Embrace?
Okay. Is that one of
the lingual
offshoots?
It's like inside. Look at my teeth.
Oh wow. Oh wow. Nice.
It's like I'm like a robot. It's behind my teeth. I never had braces growing up, and I always wanted them because, you know, if you're a stupid kid.
Everybody wants what they can't have.
Yeah. I was like, I want glasses, and now I'm like blind as a bat. But no, so my teeth were fine. Like, they were fine, but there were, after spending a year and a half staring at myself in Zoom, I'm like, I want to do this for me. And I didn't want to do Invisalign because I just didn't think that I was going to be able to remember and force myself to wear
the
trays for 22 out of the 24 hours or whatever.
Yeah. And they hurt. People don't tell you that. They hurt like a bitch.
Did you do Invisalign?
I did Candid, which is one of the knockoffs. Yeah. They sponsored Natch Beauty a couple years ago, and I got free treatment, which is exciting.
And your teeth
are amazing.
We love
a good deal. Well, same thing. I actually had braces, but when you get into your 30s, your teeth start to move around. This is shit nobody tells you.
Oh my God, yes. That's exactly it. That's why. Yes. I got into my early 30s, and I was like, wait, I don't remember it being this bad. Like, it was a little crowded.
They just slowly start to shift around a little bit. And I did Candid, and I'm so happy with it. It did suck ass, but...
Yeah, I did. You look perfect now. Look at that. I actually did Smile Direct Club for a little bit. But my orthodontist now told me that the reason it didn't work for me was because it was just, I had too much, my mouth is too small. Like, they needed to bigger enforcements to like stretch the space out.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm doing Embrace. I've had it since April. It's definitely been an adjustment because I have a lisp. You probably can't hear it that.
I don't hear it, but I had one when I had my Candids too.
It's like the bane of my existence. I like hate it so much because I have a podcast. I'm talking all the time and it's all I can hear. And at first when I got them, Kirby was like, you sound like you're saying welcome to Los Angeles. And I was like, oh my God, what have I done? What have I done? But my tongue got used to it. But truly the coolest thing about it is for the first 2 weeks, your life sucks. Your tongue hates you. You can't eat anything. It's so much pain because there's so much shifting around. But your teeth move like so fast. And my teeth were like so straight right away. And the thing is, because like similar to Candid and Invisalign, like you can see the results right away because the braces are behind your teeth. So I've got like probably till the end of the year. I'm hoping that my...
Oh, man.
I know. But it's usually, I think, with traditional braces, like you have to wear them for over a year, like a year and a half. And she was like, we'll get these off of you before the end of the year. But I think this is a really great option for like high school juniors mm-hmm. and seniors who have to wear braces for 3 years. I don't know how long you wore braces when you were in high school or middle school. It depends, right? So I was like, if this can help kids feel like less insecure.
Or adults.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, shit.
Right. You're right.
Do you have to wear trays forever? Because that's what sucks about Canda and Invisalign. You have to wear trays every night for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all do, right? Retainers. That's why people's teeth start shifting when they're in their 30s when they stop wearing their retainers. Yeah, yes. I don't know. TBD, I'll let you know. Yeah. But my experience has been very positive so far. And I like, my teeth are like so straighter than they ever been. And I can't believe it. So thank you for that compliment.
Yeah,
I would have I would have never said level. Teeth. Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm obsessed with people's teeth.
Me
I just
too.
Think, yeah, I used to Google celebrity teeth all the time and look at all the different options and stuff.
Isn't it crazy though, like how I feel like in the last year or two, everyone has started getting veneers.
Yes, yes.
Like all of a sudden. And then they also are like, not
the veneer boom.
The veneer boom.
Yeah, yeah.
And they also are not like hiding it, like they're like fully being like, oh, I got veneers.
Yeah.
Like Mary Phillips did a whole story on her Instagram about how she got veneers, which is so crazy. Like how people are just, they're talking about how they're getting Botox and fillers now. Like people are like, this is what I'm doing to my face. But yeah, if you watch the Olympics, all of the athletes have like perfect teeth. It's crazy,
man. Well, I gotta watch then. I gotta zoom in on that because I don't know. I'm a teeth fan.
It's like the first, you know, the smile, you see it.
Mm-hmm.
I totally understand. I'm the same way. Yeah. I'm the same way.
Your teeth are super white too, which again is enviable. Do you do a whitening thing?
I don't. I've been just using Toms.
Oh yeah. Wait, which Toms? Fluoride or the no fluoride?
I do the fluoride, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I do too. I'm not ready quite to go that natch yet.
No. Oh yeah. People must expect you to just be like all natch all the time.
Yeah, and I tell them that Natch Butte means natural beauty, like from within. It doesn't mean natural. I do use a lot of clean products, but I'm not exclusively clean.
Got
That's
it.
A misconception.
Yeah, yeah.
That we're debunking right now.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here for the 700th time, but it's officially... Okay, Sarah, we have to get into your career and your hobbies and whatnot.
Let's do it.
Like I said, high school reunion dream job. Were you always into beauty? When did this hit? When did this become a career passion? Something that you said, you know what? Not only am I good at this, I'm going to make my living at this. Because so many people have a hobby of skincare and beauty. You managed to make a career out of it.
Yeah. You know what's funny? Beauty has always been important in like my upbringing, my family. My parents, they came to the States from the Philippines in the early 80s. And they didn't have a lot, but they both are, and they won't be mad that I say this, they're both quite vain and care a lot about their appearance, but it was mostly because I think they knew that like first impressions were really important. And so even if they didn't have a lot, if they dressed well, if they presented themselves in a way that looked like they belonged here, like that just as good as having whatever, how much money in your bank account. So they have always prided themselves on looking good, dressing well. And so I think that really...
Well, having pride in your appearance.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And my mom was a big beauty girl. She was like in beauty pageants growing up in the Philippines, which beauty pageants in the Philippines are like a huge deal.
Yes.
They're like everything. And she modeled. So she very much was like, I watched her do her skincare and her makeup and the whole nines. And my dad very much too. He even got his eyebrows microbladed.
Honey, we stan the king.
Yeah,
taking care of himself.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah,
that is so fun. I would pay to have my dad's eyebrows microbladed, like goals.
But he got it like too much. It was like Groucho Marx status, and we're like, Dad, you gotta wipe it down a little bit, take it down a notch. But it looks great. Love this for you. I know,
that is so.
So
fun.
My family always been big fans of beauty, fashion, but I always knew I wanted to write. I didn't know if that meant hard hitting news for like a newspaper, and I tried that in college. I went to UC Santa Barbara and I interned at the local paper. I was like I was going to court covering like murder cases, like chasing down like fires.
Local surfboard assaults.
Yep, 100%. There were a lot of like fires, so I had to like chase down. Like, it was hard. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I enjoy writing, but I don't know if I'm like a hard hitting news type of person. I like lifestyle news. Like, I like the fun, like, in-depth reporting and features. And so my first job out of college was at Tiger Beat magazine. Are you familiar?
Oh, wow, honey, of course. Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Exactly. Yes.
Gracing the cover.
So I started in like 2009. So that was like Justin Bieber heyday. So like I was on the Justin Bieber beat. Like I followed him everywhere.
Oh, wow.
I did his like shoots. He was like 16. And it was a lot of fun. I learned a lot. But it was the total opposite of hard-hitting news.
Right.
Like, I was, like, writing, like, little blurbs about Justin Bieber's hair. Like, how he, like, tosses it and whatever.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I miss writing. And I also think that I really love, like, the beauty and fashion part of it. So I thought I was going to have to move to New York. And I always wanted to move to New York. But I just, my family's here, like, I met my husband back when I was like starting out too. And I was like, my life is here. I'm going to try to make it work. And so the only opportunities were to like freelance. So I was really scared, but I quit my job and I was like, I'm going to build my portfolio and I'm going to write for whoever will let me write. And one of those opportunities was Bustle. They had just started. And so they were like taking whoever wanted to write and they were paying like not very much. And I was like, that's fine. Like, give me this platform. And then like a year into it, they were building up, hired me on full time. And I was there for like 7 years, almost eight years. Yeah. Yeah. And it was great because it was like, they're based in New York, but I was like their West Coast correspondent. And it was really fun because, as you know, in the last 5 years, the beauty scene in LA has been just like booming. It's like,
yes,
everyone out here is either a beauty brand founder, an influencer. All of the brands are out here. It's just like been so much fun. And so it was like a great opportunity for me to be out here and do both beauty and fashion. But beauty has always been like the fashion. I don't know if you ever dabbled in like fashion. It's like scary. They're not.
Oh, I just feel like I don't know anything about fashion. I look at a somebody in an outfit. I'm like, wow, that looks good. But that's all my extent of it. There's so much art involved and there's so much history involved.
Yeah. And
I'm fascinated by it, but I don't know anything about
it. Right.
And I never claim to.
No. And I think that's the thing, too, is like everyone in the fashion world like assumes that everyone knows all that history and can quickly reference like a designer based on just looking at something. And
like remember the runway 1994 Tom Ford runway? I'm like, I literally don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. And that's the thing that I found about beauty is that it was so much more inclusive and welcoming, and the community, it was just like so fun out, especially out here in LA. And so I just really focused on that. And then Kirby and I started Los Angeles in 2019, and that was really, really fun because she was at Pop Sugar at the time. And so we were kind of like, we should be frenemies, competing with each other, but that obviously wasn't the case. And then this opportunity, well, I got laid off from Bustle during the pandemic. And I was like, this is a blessing in disguise. I've been here forever. You know, I did what I needed to do. And I focused on the podcast and then I had my baby. And then this opportunity came around and I was like, yes, 100% yes. Like you said, it's like the dream. I thought I was going to have to move to New York for an opportunity like this. So like the silver lining of the pandemic is that everyone's realizing you can do a lot remotely.
Yep.
So grateful for that. And I love the team so much. Simone Oliver, who is our editor-in-chief, she and so many other people on the team like really sold me. Like I just admire her so much and her vision for like the future of content. I very much like align with her and her values. So I'm really excited to be here. And it's so funny that you say the high school thing, because I get messages on my Instagram from people from high school that we did not talk. And we were not friends. And they like pretend that we were friends. And some ask if they can go to events with me. I'm like, who are you?
I'm telling you, the nerve.
The nerve is... Do you get that too? You must get that.
Oh, I get it from comedian people, which I would imagine that the thirst among that world is even stronger, but you just never know. Once you get a sniff of success, I'm sure this happens to y'all too. Hey, can you get me a meeting at your network?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I spoke to you once in 2008.
Yeah.
At an audition. Like, I would totally do that if you were my friend and I was believed in what you were doing, but you haven't spoken to me in a decade, hun, and you want me... Okay, sure, yeah, let me just...
Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
People have the audacity.
I'm telling you, the audacity is wild.
And you can scroll up and see the last time you talked.
That's what I'm saying.
And you're like, yeah, you can... 2008. That was the last time you asked me. You didn't even ask me how I was. You just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild, and I guess it works for some people, but
no.
Once the independently wealthy thing, I respect the lifestyle, I respect your nerve, but it is pretty wacky.
Yeah, I'm leaving you on red, for sure.
Exactly. Well, I am a huge Refinery 29 fan.
Hey, I'm so glad to
I love
that.
The mood. Yeah, and so, what, okay, I have to ask you one silly question.
No,
my assistant put this down, and I think it's great. Are you allowed to ever go to work without makeup on as a beauty director? Is it like if Miranda Priestly showed up at work in a sweatsuit?
I was obsessed with that movie. I think that movie influenced me in wanting to go and pursue magazines and editorial.
100. It would sort of remind me of what you were saying earlier about, I want to do real journalism.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, right, totally. Like
Miranda
Andy.
Priestly.
Yes, you don't have to wear makeup. Especially, even when I worked for Bustle, I was remote. So, like, day-to-day meetings, no. Like, this is what you're getting.
Yeah.
Hopefully I washed my hair for you. But if it's, like, public-facing, like, going to events and stuff, I don't feel like I need to, but, like, I want to. I enjoy it. It's fun. That's, like, one of the things I miss about pre-pandemic life is, like, looking cute. But I'm also, grateful for not having to wear all the makeup every day.
Yeah.
But that's a good question, because I also do think that there's this assumption that because I'm a beauty director, or because you're a beauty editor, and I'm sure same with Kirby, or even you, like, that you've tried all the things, that you are wearing all the makeup all the time, that you're doing. No, we know about it, and, like, we're informing and learning, but no, we don't have to.
Right.
We only have one face.
We only have one face in so many hours of the day.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's true. That lends itself, Sarah, to my next question, which... Is there any treatment or product or anything that you have a hard boundary with? Because, and does that somehow affect your work? Or, because, you know, what if they're like, there's this new facial where the bird poop or whatever. Like, is there something where you're like, no, I'm absolutely not going to do that? Because I've seen some Refinery 29 videos where these girls go in.
I know.
They're like, okay, I will rub the bird poop on my face. I will go into the whatever place and do this wacky thing.
Totally. Yeah, no, our macro beauty series, wild.
Yes.
But, like, that's why it exists. Because there are other people out there who want to do it.
We subcontract out.
Exactly. Because that's, and that's, like, why I went into this job or why I became a beauty editor or an editor in general is because, like, I wanted to, like, be able to use my platform to help, like, share other people's perspectives and give a platform for other people's voices. And if that means, like, letting someone else try microblading their eyebrows like my father, because I will not do any tattooing or permanent makeup on myself. I feel like, especially when microblading was, like, at its heyday, like, everyone was doing it, and they, like, didn't do any research, and I'm like, don't you, what, your brows look fine, though.
My hand is up, I got mine done in 2016, and let me tell you something, it's still here. It's still here.
Yours look good, though.
Well, thanks, this is penciled in.
Yeah, but I think, and that's what I think people don't realize, too, is that you have to still, it's like upkeep. It's not like you just wake up with brows. Like, you gotta fill them in. Eventually, they might fade a little bit. And yours will probably be fine. But I have aunts who microbladed before it was, like, cool. And it's truly, it's, like, gray and orange on their face.
No, mine is gray. Mine is gray.
It'll fade. It'll fade eventually.
But this is what you were saying. I was told, oh, it'll be there for 2 years. I was not told this is a tattoo on your face. That was not said to me.
Right.
And it's my own fault. It's my own fault. But we're saying it now, everybody. Ask Sarah's dad, okay? It's real. It's going to be there for a long time. So do your research and make some decisions for yourself.
But here's the thing, too, is I also really enjoy doing my brows. It's one of my favorite parts of my routine.
Yes.
And I like to change up the shape sometimes. So that's why. But I respect everyone who has done it and tried it. And I know a lot of people who still continue to do it. And if that's your thing, that's your thing. And that's the beauty of beauty, right?
That is the beauty of beauty. I want to see your dad's eyebrows,
I'm going to send you a picture.
And I want you to do mine. Those are my two goals of this interview. You have really good brows, though. Listen, they were bad. The blading really did help because I had three eyebrow hairs.
See? Yeah.
So it's helped for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think if you find
just
someone...
Just like me and Papa Tan, you know?
Papa Tan, you need, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I want to get my brows laminated.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think I will be doing as soon as we're not in this Delta variant again.
Exactly. Yes, Sarah and I are both in LA, but we are on Zoom because we are being careful. That's what we do. It's exciting. Okay.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about Refinery29's Beauty Innovator Awards.
Let's do it. I'm excited. What'd you think?
First of all, the aesthetic and the vibe are so fun.
Aren't the photos
the beachy,
just so beautiful?
The yeah, they're gorgeous. Absolutely stunning.
So we were like trying to the vision behind that, which is 100% not me. It's like our talented photo team was like, we were all just excited to touch and feel after being like locked up inside. And we want to go outside and rub the sunscreen on our skin.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we just like, yeah, it was like very, we wanted it to feel like tangible. So that was like what we were going for with these photos. Like the rubbing of the lip balm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
The smooth sunscreen against a beautiful arm.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that was what we were going for.
So in order for a product to be featured on this list, did they apply or was this just the team went out and said, what are our favorite items for the summer?
Great question, Jackie. So historically, Refinery, before I even joined, they would do Beauty Innovator Awards at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And people, publicists, brands would send products and pitch products to be included. And the team would try them throughout the year, document it, et cetera, et cetera. But it's been a weird year.
Mm-hmm.
And we also had never done a summer edition before. So we were like, you know what? We as beauty editors get all the newest products anyways. So I think we have a good sense of what's out there. So we're just going to go ahead and pick the products that we think are innovative and cool, and we're going to try them out, and then we're going to pick the winners from. It's been a little controversial because there have been some brands and publicists who are like, we didn't know that you were doing this. And we're like, surprise.
Right.
Yeah, we were just trying it out. And we thought it just would be fun because when you're doing a yearly beauty awards, it's a lot.
Yes.
We award 200 products at the end of the year. Why wait? Beauty is back. Like,
it sure is.
People are excited to buy makeup and wear makeup again. So we're like, we're going to do a summer edition and we are going to pick three categories that we think you should focus on that will make you look good and feel good this summer.
I love that because at the end of the year recap, I feel like summer products are probably an afterthought because we're in the fall and the winter. So we're focusing on winter things. And we're like, remember that body shimmer from the summer?
Exactly.
We've all forgotten about it by now. We need to know what's good right now for summer.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. So that's why we did lip balm because we love a lip balm for summer. And then we did sun protection because it's very, very important. And then nails. Nails having a big moment. And I feel like, ooh, look at those.
Yes. Honey, we love a citrus.
Ooh, wait, tell me
we
more. Tell
citrus.
Me more. What's going on here?
It's just hard gel. I get, you
oh,
know, the
I hard, love
gel.
Hard gel.
I always have to have a nail for products, for holding things on Instagram. So this is a write-off. This is a personal business expense, and we love it.
And it
but
looks good.
I do want to, thank you. I do want to chat with you. I've chosen a few of the items that I would like you to tell
me
more about.
Let's talk about it.
So the lip category, there's two on here. Mm-hmm. We all love Ilia. Ilia came in hot last summer with the skin serum, and I truly like all their shit.
Me too.
And I do love the clean element to it. So the Ilia lip tint, do we all need it?
Yes. You have not tried
it?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
Oh,
I'm just
the general
people out there.
So if you, I feel like this is just it very representative of Southern California, this product. Because Ilia, as we know, they're based in Laguna Beach. So they're very beachy. It's very effortless. And this product is just so, so good. It is everything you want in a tinted lip balm, because not only is it going to hydrate and moisturize your lips, but it is going to deliver enough pigment where it looks like you're wearing something. I feel like there's a lot of tinted lip balms out there that you put it on and then after you like smack your lips, it's gone. And maybe that's what you want. But if you want something that has a little bit more color, or a lot of color, because this is late, you can layer it for an even more like pigmented look, this is it. And all the colors are super, super wearable. I feel like they're flattering on all skin tones, and it's super, super moisturizing. So it's got rose hip seed oil, shea butter, and it has sea succulent in it, which I know. When I like saw that on the ingredient list, I was like, okay, Laguna Beach Flex, sea succulent.
That's right. Yeah. They probably went out and got that fresh from the garden,
exactly,
honey.
Exactly, yeah. So I love it. I absolutely love it. I wear like all the colors, and I have one in every one of my little bags, like purses when I leave the house. Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Okay, the next one that I want to ask you about is the Lip Bar Tinted Shimmer Balm.
Yes.
This sounds exciting. We do love a Melissa Butler, honey.
Oh, my God.
We love a lip bar.
She is everything. I love her so much.
She is everything. We all remember famously Mr. Wonderful saying no one's ever going to buy blue lipstick, and they shunned her out of the Shark Tank office, and now, honey, she's in Target. She's killing it.
Oh, my God.
We love.
Did you see, sidebar, he has, like, a new show of his own?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah. I'm like, why? Of all of them, why him? Anyways.
We love rich white men getting television shows.
No. Okay, sorry. Back to more positive things. Lip bar, lip tinted, shimmer balm. If you are more of, like, a sheer balm type of person, if you don't want that, like, intense color from like the Ilia, this is like going to be more your speed. It is just like very lightweight, very hydrating. It adds like a subtle color, so it enhances your natural lip color. And it's got some peppermint in it, so it's like very refreshing. I feel like especially for a hot day, you're in LA, you're vacationing somewhere hot and dry, you just want a little spritz of peppermint, you rub it on, and it's also got hyaluronic acid.
Telling you, I need lip products that have skincare benefits too now.
Right?
I can't,
no.
My lips are too dry to just fuck around. I need something with powerful color or a little bit of a shimmer and some benefits.
Yes, I feel like that's the standard now. Right? Like you can't not make a lip product without it because everyone else is. And it's got...
You gotta keep up.
Yeah. It's got ceramides. It's got all the good things. And it's only $8. So you really can't go wrong.
Can't beat it. And it's at Target.
It's at Target.
And we love... easy to get.
At Walmart too, right? Lip bars at Walmart now too?
Oh, excellent.
It's everywhere.
Excellent.
Yeah. So get that one too. Get both.
Fab. Okay. Next I want to talk about nails. This color of nail polish... I felt like by now in 2021 we've seen it all, but this color, it's like a pale greeny gray. It's really fabulous. I kind of want to paint my new house this color. Ooh. Actually, my house kind of is this color, the outside of it. Tell us about the Jinsoon Suzy Condi collab.
Yes, okay. So do you use Jinsoon's nail products?
I haven't yet, but I'm ready to purchase.
Oh my God, she's amazing. She's OG Asian like founder who like built her empire from the like bottom to the top. Like she and if you ever in New York and you can go to one of her nail salons, they're like so beautiful. But so she did, and her formulas are obviously really great too. And she did a collaboration with this woman named Suzy Condi, who makes these like very luxe loungewear. She's known for her velour tracksuits.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know how the relationship started, and I don't know what the tie is with the collection was inspired by this modern Mexican artist named Luis Barragan. I might be butchering his name. But like very famous in Mexico, his architecture is stunning, and the color that you are referring to is piedra, and it is like a tribute to the stone materials that he used in his architecture. So it is very like that stone creamy, like kind of gray, but kind of cream. It's really beautiful. Yeah.
What a fun color. I need some polishes for my tippy toes.
There you go.
And that's such a fun color for a sandal. It would pop right out.
Totally. You're so right. And I feel like you could bring this sample in to whoever's painting your house and be like, this is what I want.
That's such a mood, though.
It is.
The stone, ancient stone. I love.
Yeah, I feel like that vibe. Is
5 free, 8 free, 75
yeah,
free.
Yeah, you're like, I don't know what that means. I really don't. Yeah. You see it everywhere now, right? Like the earthy, like concrete
yes.
tables and
yes.
like the grays and creams. I love it. I love it.
Okay, the next one that I wanted to ask you about is the Tomato Zero Irritant Nail Polish.
Yes.
I found this interesting. We always hear it's getting a little crazy, but zero irritant. There are people who just can't wear polish because whatever is in it doesn't work for them. So tell me about Tomato Zero,
yeah,
honey.
Which I'm like very sad for because I love nail polish and love all the formulas, all the brands. However, if you are very sensitive or you're pregnant and you don't want to mm-hmm. wear any of the formulas that have like chemicals, quote unquote, Tomato Zero makes the water-based odorless
wow.
formula. Yeah, yeah. Which is really interesting because you're like, how does that work? How does like a water
yeah, color me intrigued.
Yeah. So I'm not a scientist and I can't, or a formulator, and I can't tell you like the science behind it, but I will tell you that I tried it and obviously mm-hmm. it won one of our awards, so we all really, really liked it. It is odorless. It has like a food color scent to it. That's it. It's not like gonna, like my husband, anytime I try to paint my nails in front of him, he's like, no, I have to leave. Like,
yeah.
I can't. You. This is like toxic.
Men's threshold for beauty is hard. Yeah,
yeah.
They don't have as strong of
a
constitution as us.
Yes, exactly. So this is a great option. They make really fun colors. I love like the red one, which is like their tomato color. There's like a beautiful yellow, orange. All the colors are great. It's like a prestige nail polish, so it's like $22.50 for a bottle. It's not cheap, but I think if you are looking for something that's like innovative and clean, safe, this is definitely one you should check out.
Okay, good to know. I'm always on the hunt.
Yes.
The last one I want to ask you about is in the sun care category. Your work wife, Kirby, wouldn't shut up about this sunscreen.
No.
And I'm so curious about it. I've had my honeys message me asking me if I know the scoop on this, and I don't. So here is Sarah to tell us. Tell me about this vacation classic lotion.
Jackie.
Tell me everything. What is going on with this product?
I feel like vacation and like Natch Butte, like
yeah.
go hand in hand. Like,
it's up my alley,
it
right?
So
where do I
alley.
Even get it? I need the whole scoop.
And like,
Sarah,
you would appreciate, they are so funny, like with their branding and the messaging. They're based in Miami. It's very retro, the branding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like 80s inspired. It's supposed to remind you of the sunscreen that like you used growing up. Or
my mom had a bottle of this,
yes,
for sure.
It looks exactly like it. When you buy it, even like the packaging, they put it in a little prescription bag. And the receipt,
cute.
It has old printer paper. Paper, like from like the 80s.
Cute.
Yeah, they did it. They went in, they did
yes.
it. But beyond that, the formula is really, really good. It absorbs into your skin really beautifully.
And does it have a scent, like a tropical-y, coconutty scent?
That is like the selling point. It smells like your favorite sunscreens from the past, but not in an artificial way.
Right.
Like, it smells like vacation. It smells like, it's supposed to smell like you're spending a long day by the pool and you've got some pina coladas. That's what
mm-hmm.
it's supposed to smell like. And it does, but not in a weird artificial way. Like I said, it's got notes of banana and coconut. Yeah.
Ooh.
It's delightful.
Where do we get it?
So you can get it on their website and it's $20. Mm-hmm. So it's maybe a splurge for a sunscreen, but it's totally worth it, I think. They make a mineral version as well, but we awarded like their classic one. And then they made a Chardonnay oil, which is like a sunscreen oil that just came out that also smells delicious. So Jackie, we'll put you in touch.
Okay,
I will be putting you in touch.
I need to spread it on my ass and just take a photo on my Instagram. I always talk about oiling my ass up. This is asking for me to put it on my ass.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I look forward to that content very much.
Okay, it's coming. It's on its way. Okay, I'm so glad we got the scoop. I've been getting messages about this, and sometimes I do defer to the Los Angeles women. I'm like, this is above where I'm at right now. Check in with them.
But it's also like, because I'm sure you're trying out like 50 other sunscreens at the moment.
I always.
There is just so much sunscreen. But this one,
there's so
you would
much.
Love this one. You would love this.
It's a special product.
It is very special.
I'm telling you, Kirby put up several posts about
Kirby
it.
Kirby is
and
like,
I trust her with my life.
Me too.
So
same. And you know, as a family, as
yes.
your cousin.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
She's my cousin that I go to when I need
exactly.
recommendations. Okay, Sarah, I have a pivot question.
Mm-hmm. Pivot away.
That was all exciting, and I'm very pleased that you share that with us. I actually hear your daughter.
Sorry.
Perfect cue. A lot of my listeners are new moms. And I know you're a skincare queen, so I was wondering, we all have to shift our products.
We do.
During this time period. Was this difficult? Do you have any tips on starting this out? I'm already so overwhelmed with the research. I'm like, I literally don't. Can I not use AHA, BHA?
I know.
Just help us a little if you have any insight here. And favorite products.
Okay. Well, AHA and favorite BHA products. Are like generally safe. Like you're fine.
Oh, good to know. Yeah.
I was the same way, though. Even though I feel like I knew everything, when I became pregnant, I was like, oh my God, do I have to toss everything out?
Right.
We actually did a episode with a dermatologist, Dr. Joyce Park. It's all about pregnancy safe skincare, so you can listen to that one. I asked her all the questions, and she was like a new mom as well, so she had just gone through it. It really wasn't that hard, because especially now, and you talk about this all the time on the podcast, where I don't exclusively use quote unquote clean beauty products, but there are so many really great clean beauty brands, skincare brands out there now that are actually really effective that I didn't find it difficult at all.
That's so nice to hear.
You know? Okay. I had to give up retinol, which I was like really sad about. And that was probably the thing that bummed me out the most. But honestly, even like with sunscreen, like using mineral sunscreen instead of chemical sunscreen, like that was easy. When I was pregnant, became even drier than I already am. And my skin actually became a lot more sensitive. So that pivot to using like cleaner formulations was great for me. Like my skin loved that. I like amped up my vitamin C usage because I was scared of like hyperpigmentation and melasma, which is like something that happens to your skin when you're pregnant. A lot of people.
Oh, my mom. I ruined her.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I feel horrible.
But like,
she got it under control, but there are some photos where I'm like, mom. She's like, yeah, you did that to me.
I know. Well, so for me, actually, pregnancy was fine. I had a little bit of the dryness, but I was like, my hair was long. My nails were stronger than ever. I felt like I had that pregnancy glow that everyone talks about. And then I had her. And then it was like, all my hair came out. It was like, all my hair came out.
The great shedding.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, holy shit. And it was funny too, because I was watching like a David Attenborough like animal show or whatever on Netflix recently, and they were talking about like flamingos and how when flamingos have babies, the babies suck all the nutrients out of the mom, even like the color out of the feathers.
Oh my gosh.
Where they're like the pink out of the flamingo feathers. And I was like, I feel that on a very deep level.
Yes. The children will suck the pink out of you.
Truly. Like, it was like, and I didn't even notice it that much. Like, I was like, oh, I think I'm fine. And then, like, I'd lift my hair and I'd be like, holy crap, there's like full patches that are gone. But it's fine because it stopped and I have a little bit of regrowth happening here, but it comes back. We're all fine. It happens. It happens to everyone and you will survive. But during pregnancy, I didn't use any retinols. I didn't use any like strong acids. AHAs and BHAs are fine. Even like salicylic acid is fine at a lower percentage, I think. And I didn't do any peels or anything, but I was pregnant during the pandemic, so I couldn't do any of that anyway. I think the biggest thing is if you have any questions about anything, just go see your dermatologist, ask your OBGYN. For the most part, they'll probably say it's fine. And just continue doing you and keeping yourself nice and hydrated, rubbing all that like oil all over your body and your belly. I used a couple belly oils. I used a Hatch belly oil and then one from Ever Eden. And I don't actually have any... I didn't have any stretch marks on my belly, but I don't think that was really because of the oils. I think it helped, but I think it's like genetic too. I have stretch marks and they are like really small and it just happens. So it happens to everyone. But yeah.
But would you oil up just as a self-care ritual during pregnancy? Just, hi, I'm going to oil up my ass. I'm going to oil up my belly.
Yeah, because it's like for the first time in my entire life, I have this like giant thing growing and my belly is just so huge. And it was just... I know pregnant women always get shit for touching and rubbing their belly, but you can't help it.
Why?
You can't help it.
I don't understand, though. What's the problem? I do that now. I don't even have a baby. I'm just like, hey, stomach, how are you today?
People are so annoying, but like,
and judgmental. So just,
and they're
really.
Like, oh, why do they all? They always give Meghan Markle crap for cradling her belly in photos, and it's like, well,
but don't you feel like it's because there's a giant belly there that wasn't there before, and you're being aware of
it? Yeah, and like, what else are you supposed to do with your hands?
Yeah, put them on your head and walk around.
Exactly.
Put some moose ears on.
Yeah, no, exactly. So cradle it, rub it, give it all the love. Because you really, there is something in there. You're growing it. One product that I was using before I got pregnant and continue to use even more when I was pregnant was Vintner's Daughter, the botanical serum. Are you a fan?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I've had April on Nash Butte.
Love April so much. I love that she's
fabulous.
Like, I'm just going to come out with two products because that's all you need.
Yes. I'm telling you. And her skin was incredible.
So good.
I was like, what foundation are you wearing? She's like, I'm not wearing foundation.
Yeah. You're like, that is a like, flex.
Oh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm. Truly, she had a filter on her face built in.
Yeah. So I used that like head to toe if I could. I mean, it's expensive, so I didn't, but a little bit.
Oh, man. If she did a body version that was just a little cheaper, a little bit watered down with another fabulous oil, honey. Oh, April, call us.
Genius. That is,
yes.
I would...
I remember asking her, this was before her essence was out. I was like, are you going to do something else? What's it going to be? You know, eye cream? I don't know.
Oh my God. She would kill it with a body. Because I'm sure you get pitched all the time. Like, all of a sudden, everyone has body care. Like, everyone.
Honey, I got one the other day for a breast oil. And I'm like, listen, that's great. But why just the breast?
And what makes
it
different?
We all know fur oil. That's what I'm saying. It's just marketing to a point. Remember those ass masks?
Yes.
The sheet masks for ass?
Body or whatever?
Body. It is a fun idea.
It is, but like...
I think it's cute. No.
But if you do, great. Great for you. If you have time to do a butt mask.
Yes, I can imagine you breastfeeding your kid with an ass mask on. That's a working mom right there. Working it.
That sounds great. I should do that. But no, if you have any other questions when the time comes, I'm here for you. But listen to our Pregnancy Safe. That's me plugging.
I'm going to.
Episode.
That's so fab. That's so fab to know. Googling was a nightmare.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh God, everything.
I know.
I'm just going to wash my face with paste.
And that's a thing too. It's all just so scary. Especially when you're pregnant, you're just like, oh, I don't want to like, and then you try to like self-diagnose yourself and you're like, all right,
yes,
I'm good. I'm just going to use coconut oil, but don't.
And then you read, that and it says coconut oil, well, whatever. Yeah. It's rough. I'm very excited. I will put the link to that episode on the NashBee.com episode guide. Very exciting. Again, there are so many, this is the time to have a kid. I'm telling you. The other day on my Facebook, 3 people had given birth in the same day.
Stop.
It's just that we're all hitting that age.
We're in that age. Like, everyone is having a kid.
And didn't you bought a house recently, right?
I did. We did buy a house. Yeah. So we're, like, doing that, like, adult thing. Yeah.
No, same. Oh. I bought a house 2 months ago. It's
congratulations.
Like, damn.
It's,
thank
like,
you.
Hard
it's, you know,
right
it's
now.
It's rough out there. Yeah, it's rough out there. But we got it. And I'm like, well, now I got to fill this damn house up with kids. That's what you do.
Oh, my God. You're going to be the best mom.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Like, so fun.
I'm telling you, but you are... the great aspirational account, Sarah's account, because she's got the cute Frenchie, the baby, the husby, the career. This is what the lifestyle I aspire to.
But you know, like, it doesn't look like that all the time.
Yeah, it doesn't. But that, but you keep it real too. That's why I'm saying, like, you're showing all facets of it.
You're sweet. Well, I try to.
It's exciting.
Because I there's nothing that like makes me angrier besides the rich people who are not being transparent about their trust fund money. Is people trying to pretend that like being a mom and doing it all is like pretty and perfect and like posting. It's World Breastfeeding Week this week, which is like beautiful, and obviously we want to celebrate it, but I've seen beautiful photos of breastfeeding women and I'm like, let's also just be honest that it's hard and it doesn't always look like that, and it's just a challenge. Breastfeeding, I feel like no one talked about it and no one told me how hard it was gonna be and how like just
because there's a shame involved, which is so sad, but nobody wants to say, hey, this wasn't easy for me. This wasn't something I just naturally did. It was really fucking hard, or I didn't do it, which is fabulous and wonderful. Whatever empowers you as a mother, that's great.
Exactly. Like, formula is great, it's all good. But they feel like
keeping the baby alive, that's the goal.
Yep, fed is best. Anyways, thank you for saying that. I try to keep it real, but I am very grateful that I get to do all of the things and for all the blessings in my life. But it's hard. It's hard to balance. You do it too. You're doing all of the things.
Yeah, I'm in my closet right now. We're doing what we gotta do.
We're making it work.
To get my moment of peace, yes. Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're going over here, Sarah, and you're a busy woman. So I'm going to cut to my last question for you. Because you've been working in this space for so long, you have seen the evolution of the PR package. They are getting extra and more extra and big and giant. I remember I said on Snapchat a couple years ago, they're going to eventually just deliver people. And then I saw Candy Johnson open up her Too Faced collab and there were human beings in a box singing to her. Do you have anything off the top of your head, and this could just be a product in general, the wackiest, most wild thing you've seen? Is it a launch? Is it a product? Is it a PR stunt? Is it an event you went to where they had clowns facials? What is it? Do you have something for us?
Too Faced really does do it above and beyond. Jared Glantino really loves like an extravagant moment. That was one of...
I appreciate it too.
That was one of the like more extravagant events I've ever been to. But I will say, like, the one that really like sticks out in my mind is Benefit invited, and Kirby and I went on this trip, which was the most extravagant trip I had ever been on, to France. And the way that the way that they invited us was they sent a shirtless mime wearing a beret.
Oh man.
To my front door. And they went to some people's offices and he had to like mime the invitation and it was like a thing, a whole thing. And my neighbors were like, she has a husband who's this like shirtless man who is.
So he had no shirt, but he had mime makeup on?
And then a little.
Did he have a beret?
A pink beret. Okay. And he had like a whole presentation. And then after he was done, he was like, oh, can you follow me on Instagram and then tag me?
So he broke character.
Yeah, broke character. So that was really funny. And then
the trip was
like crazy. We like stayed at like an old chateau in France. And we were, Kirby and my faces were like spray painted on a wall. It was a lot. It was.
Damn.
Yeah, like
Benefit, I see you. I see you, Benefit.
Yeah, and now I'm like, I don't know if the future of events and trips, I don't know if it's going to look like that anymore because I feel like brands have gotten so much shit for being like over the top. Or if we've been locked up for too long and people are like, I am going all out.
We're
going
to double down. There will be two mimes next time. A woman mime topless. Yep. Breastfeeding proudly. Silently judging other moms.
I can't wait for that one. So yeah, TBD.
That is
TBD.
So fun. Yeah. No, that's the best answer. That's the best answer. I'm so pleased.
I really
want to know. I bet there are so many unemployed mimes in LA waiting for that call.
The shirtless mime, he was like ex-baseball player or whatever.
Wow. Yeah.
Like he played.
The left and right brain. Like we have the athleticism and the creativity
he
here.
I think played baseball in college and was probably looking to pursue and then didn't, and now he's miming for a beauty brand.
Wow,
we
what
love
a
LA
trajectory.
We love LA
almost as weird as mine. Yes. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. We see you. Benefit and mimes. Sarah, this was a delight,
so much fun.
We finally got to chat.
Thank you.
Can you tell us, we've already been discussing your career and your podcast and your social media, but just tell everybody where we can find you if we want to look at the Beauty Innovator Awards now. Where do we go? Just tell us.
All right. Well, you're going to go to refinery29.com for all of our amazing beauty content and then our complete list of our Summer Beauty Innovator Award winners, because there's more. More sunscreen.
Oh, there's
more.
We just tipped the ice.
You can listen to Los Angeles wherever you find your podcast. And you can find me on Instagram. I'm just @Saratan, Saratan. That's me.
How did you manage to get your exact name?
Oh,
that's so impressive.
Yeah, I think I was, because it was like when all the apps were coming out, and I was like, I got to get my name
on
Twitter.
And you got on
it. I got to get my name. I didn't do that, unfortunately, for TikTok, so I didn't secure that one, which I'm upset about. But it just, there's a lot. It's a lot.
It's a lot. Jackie Johnson, everything
is taken.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. So,
but you love TikTok?
I need to love it more. I love the idea of TikTok, and I like when Kirby curates it for me.
Kirby is killing it on TikTok. Like, she's posting reels.
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, create a reel, but I need to be on TikTok, and then I also have the podcast. So I'm learning.
Yes, yes. I dabble. I mainly just watch.
Yeah.
But I am very impressed.
I'm so impressed with the TikTok
creators.
It is
really,
they're just, like, on another level.
Truly. Well, they're artists.
They are.
They're little filmmakers.
They are.
Very tiny screens, and I have big hands, and the editing is not easy for me, but we do our best.
So I heard from Cece Vu, who is, like, head of fashion beauty partnerships at TikTok. She was telling us that a lot of people, like, don't use the actual TikTok app to, like, edit. They use an editing app, and then they go in. Because, like, I couldn't figure it out. Like, I just couldn't.
Yeah. I think they make that... They make it hard to figure out so that the teens can keep the old people out.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
It's a survival tactic. And
very much,
once again, respect it.
It's successful.
Yes, and it sure is. Gotta get that third-party edit app if you want to kill it on TikTok, everybody. Yep. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Jackie, thank you. This has been, like, the best time ever, and we're going to get you on Los Angeles.
I can't wait. I will prepare some ass oils to share. Who knows what? Maybe I'll do an ass mask. I don't know. Something ass-centric.
We'll have the Chardonnay oil and the ass mask. And
I'm getting that. I'm literally clicking the link. Chardonnay oil just sounds sexy to me, and I'm all about that sexy summertime.
I'm going to forward you the link.
Oh, I can't wait. Thank you, Sarah. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. And thank you for the support. Leave us an iTunes review, or I'm sorry, Apple Podcast review, and check out nashby.com, where there will be links to everything we are discussing on this episode. Thank you for being here, Sarah, and thank you, everybody. You deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you, and don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. Sarah, do you cream your neck?
I do, absolutely.
Of course
all the way
you do.
Down.
Can you imagine?
All the way down.
All the way down. And then we do the belly, honey.
Start doing the belly.
We serum the belly, too. We love.